He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the September 18th. It is the post-Fed decision day here at Gunderson Capital Management. And on Wall Street, let's see, we've also got Rob Sanford. This is Bill Gunderson. Rob, you're in the studio, right?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Here's what's happening so far. Okay, here's how our Friday is beginning. The S&P 500 is down 23 points. Oh, down 1 point. We're at 1967. Let's see. 1967, I was in junior high. The Dow is at 16,435. It's down 239 points. What did this Yellen do to us yesterday? We're down 1.44% there. The NASDAQ is down 41 points. It's faring a little better. It's only down 0.8%, 4,853. Crude oil down almost 4%. You know, I've noticed a big correlation here recently. When oil goes up, the market goes up. When oil goes down, the market goes down. And that's what's happening here again today. Gold's getting a little boost from Miss Yellen's dovishness yesterday. Gold is at $1,139 per ounce. The euro is at 1.1406. And the big surprise here is the big drop in interest rates that we saw. The 10-year goes clear down to 2.15%. Okay, Sanford, let's just go fishing. Huh? I mean, deal with this today.
You know, I'm looking out the window here in the office, and it is absolutely grease flat calm, just as beautiful of a Friday morning in September as you could ever imagine. Just gorgeous out there. It sounds like a fishing day to me.
You know, the best fishing days are always on Fridays when I'm doing the newsletter, or on Sundays when I'm in church. It's always the best.
You know,
I thought... I thought just for fun, here's yesterday's fish count,
all right?
This is all the landings in Southern California. We had 1,715 anglers out on 73 boats yesterday. They caught 192 bluefin tuna. Get this, as far north as Monterey.
Oh, my goodness.
They're catching bluefin tuna in Monterey. But here's the big number. 2,826 yellowfin tuna. 171 skipjack tuna, 1,296 yellowtail, 649 Dorado, and last but not least, four short-bill spearfish. Ever catch a short-bill spearfish?
You know, it almost sounds like a fish count that you would hear off of Cabo or someplace. If you had 1,700 guys on 70 boats fishing off of Cabo in some exotic waters somewhere, that's the kind of report you get. And it's September in San Diego.
Yeah, and I'm writing a newsletter today. Well, life goes on. You know, we've got work to do here. Here's some notes that I made from Miss Yellen's comment yesterday. It didn't surprise me, number one, that they didn't go with any kind of an interest rate hike. Number two, it didn't change S&P 500 earnings one single solitary bit. And I will be updating them again. But I still see good growth in the S&P 500 next year. You know, I think she played a little bit off. There's no inflation. They want to see at least 2% inflation. We're getting no inflation whatsoever. And she also pointed to a very weak housing market. And I think, you know, those were the reasons that they decided to stand pat. And I think the market is selling off today because of what she did say about a global economy that seems to be weakening. But at the same time, Rob, I'm not seeing any impact yet. Now, I'll be updating my numbers today, but I'm not seeing any impact on S&P 500 earnings yet for next year.
You know, it amazes me how the media, and I'm sitting here in your office in the studio here looking at MSNBC and some of the other financial reports that come out. Nobody said doggone word about anything on Tuesday when the market was up 270 points. But everybody runs down the hall with their hair on fire when it's down 270 points. And now it's only about 200. It's coming back up a little bit. But the point being is that it seems like the media, the financial media anyway, feeds off of financial drama. They almost want to see something that they can report negatively. Why is that?
Ratings. You know, it's hard to talk about interest rates or the market all day long. I mean, look, these guys begin at 5:30 in the morning and they go till 3, 4 in the afternoon. That's a lot of time to fill.
Sure.
You know, by the time I've done my hour, I think people have heard enough of it.
Well, yeah, and if there's a financial bomb threat, you know, some kind of financial disaster to talk about, oh my goodness, it's wonderful to talk about problems.
Sure. I mean, I've heard everything I need to know from Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford in the last hour. Now I can go on with my day, see? But CNBC's got to carry this stuff on for 9 more hours. Now, here's a few things that I noticed in the news today. Qualcomm is cutting 1,300 jobs in San Diego. And, you know, we have the wife of a Qualcomm employee that works with us, our chief compliance officer. I hope they're okay. Make sure you find out that he's not one of those 1,300 today.
Do they
I
do find
also
out
see,
today?
yeah, well, I guess they got the layoff notice yesterday.
Oh my goodness. All right.
So we'll have to ask our friend whether or not her husband is okay. Verizon, guess what? You can now visit Cuba, and Verizon is now roaming in Cuba. Isn't that nice? You don't have to pay roaming fees, or you have to pay roaming fees, but we could do the radio show from Cuba now on the cell phone if we chose to do so. Housing markets remain depressed. Another election in Greece this Sunday. Boy, they have an election, I think, every few months in Greece because everything they try doesn't work. So they got to try something. You know what they ought to try, Rob? Capitalism.
Well,
that's what they ought to try.
why all of a sudden has Greece become a non-issue? Why have they fallen off the news map with regard to everyone talking about them every single day? Why?
Well, because they got their bailout money, so they're good for another.
But that's
few
just a
months,
Band-Aid.
Right? I know, but you know, at least you know, we won't hear from them for about another 3 months. They've got enough money to fund all of their social programs until then. But here's my final story. Okay, now here's why I love capitalism. Okay, you know, capitalism is not a perfect system by any means, but somehow there has to be that profit incentive in there. You know, it's just the way it is. Listen to this. Today, patients with rare uterine cancer show a complete response from TRICON's TRC-105, and the shares are up 70%. And I've used this example before. When's the last time a blockbuster drug that cures a rare uterine cancer came out of Cuba, came out of Russia, came out of communist China? You know, I mean, there is the fruits of capitalism right there.
There's
You
no
get
incentive
women
in
with,
socialism.
yeah, I mean, women with a rare uterine cancer, a complete response from this drug. And it's a stock. I looked at the stock. It's a fairly recent IPO, but you know, think of all of the steps along the way. Somebody risked money, invested in this company, a bunch of investors. Somebody went out and rented a space. Somebody went out and created jobs, hired a bunch of people, knowing full well that in a 2 or 3 years they could be totally out of money, you know, and no jobs. But instead, they've come up with the drug that could be a blockbuster drug, and therein lies the beauty of capitalism and the fruits thereof. Anyways, we'll talk a little bit more in the second quarter of the show. I'm going to feature one stock, Mr. Sanford, and then you're going to bring it home in the last half hour. and talk a little bit about, you know, what we do at Gunderson Capital Management and why we don't like half of that. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm going to leave that part up to you.
Maybe I'll call Steven.
Yeah, you know what? He sent over a picture of that baby. I'm telling you what, I'm prejudiced, but that is one of the cutest kids I have ever seen in my life. It's looking more and more like me every day. But it's got your hair long. Okay, we'll be right back. I got one good best talk now to talk about that. We'll get started on this doggone newsletter. This is Bill Gunderson and Ross Stafford.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the first quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Bill Gunderson here, along with Rob Sanford of Gunderson Capital Management. We're talking about bluefin tuna clear up in Monterey, which is unheard of. Short-billed swordfish, spearfish, short-billed spearfish. Four of them caught at Seaforth yesterday.
Crazy.
Seaforth Landing. When's the last time you saw four short-billed spearfish in the fish count at Seaforth Landing?
And that sounds like Panama to me.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Well, you know, one of the things we do at Gunderson Capital Management, I'm quite a prolific writer. I like to write in my spare time. And we produce one to two articles per week for MarketWatch.com, which is one of the largest, I believe it's the number one financial website in the world, or that's right up there. I haven't seen the numbers lately, but it's one of the bigger ones. And, you know, I'm one of the writers on trading back there. And our articles also show up in Seeking Alpha every week. And Town Hall Finance, which is owned by Salem Communications, who was the sponsor of this debate on Wednesday night. I write for Town Hall Finance also. And those articles sometimes show up in other places around the country. And, you can just Google my name, Bill Gunderson, and see some of the articles I've written. And, you know, a good exercise would be to write down the price of the stock when I wrote about it and what it is today. And see if there's any validity at all to this Best Stocks Now type of methodology. I'll leave that up to you to do the research. But one that I've been hot on and one that I've written up many, many times. And guess what? It's hitting a new high today. Here the market's down almost 200 points. And Dexcom. We're hoping to get the CEO, Kevin Sayer, of Dexcom on a show at some point here in the future. But talk about capitalism. Okay, Dexcom, Rob, was a $1 stock in 2008. Today it's a $102 stock. Now, what are we doing working? We should have loaded up on Dexcom.
You're my That's money manager.
we'd be fishing today.
We would.
Doing a radio show, we'd be out there in the Trump Princess, which Donald Trump, that's his 92-foot yacht that he had to sell when he went bankrupt. He had to sell. He didn't go bankrupt. Four of his companies went bankrupt out of like 200 that he owned, something like that. But Dexcom is actually the pride, one of the pride of San Diego right here. San Diego, California, the home to an $8.1 billion company. They invented a little device that gives you continuous monitoring of your glucose for patients with diabetes. And, of course, diabetes is a fast-growing disease in America. You know what? Diabetes is growing as fast as Jack in the Box. You notice that? It's growing as fast as In-N-Out Burger. It's growing as fast as Applebee's and Chili's and all the other things that clog our arteries, and we do have an epidemic of diabetes. I've owned a stock in the past, Novo Nordisk, out of Denmark, which is the biggest maker of insulin in the world. But Dexcom is playing a little role with its innovative little device. It was up again yesterday, up a couple points. I sent out a tweet, look at Dexcom. And it is a pretty large holding here at Gunderson Capital Management in the aggressive growth account. Over the last 12 months, Dexcom is up 145% while the market is flat. And over the last 3 years, boy, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better-performing stock than Dexcom, which has averaged 96% per year in gains while the market's 10.8. And I have owned it off and on during this run, and I've written it up several times for different publications around the country. Now, as I look at a chart of Dexcom, it's hitting a new high today. It's at 102.24, up 33 cents on very light volume. The biotech industry. You know, really, Rob, what I've noticed, too, gosh, I mean, if I went back 20, I've been in the business now for over 20 years. The first decade of my time in the industry, was all about technology. And the explosion in the internet and portable devices, and I'd have to say this last 5 years or so, has been more about medical advances. And biotech really has become the frontier. And you and I live in a city that's not only famous for short-billed spearfish, but also biotech innovations.
Sure. Sure. You know, it's interesting to me that even when the entire market is flaming out, there's always something that's doing well, and that's what you're so good at, is finding the sunny side of the street, even if it's raining on most other streets.
Yeah, an interesting thing about the biotech stocks, you go back to 2008, I did quite an intensive study of this. The market that year was down 38.5%. And if you look at the biotech index that year, okay, market down 38%. The biotech index in 2008 was only down 12%. So you would think that a risk-on category like biotech, which many of them have no earnings, you would think that they would get slaughtered when the market gets slaughtered. But in fact, they seem to do just the opposite. They seem to be kind of a defensive play. They hold up a whole heck of a lot better. Bad markets. Look at today. You got the market down a few hundred points, and you got Dexcom actually up. So they kind of really aren't tied to the market in a way, and can actually outperform the market during bad times. And I guess, it's just because, they can still get bought out. They can still produce a blockbuster drug no matter what the economy's like. And that's always the thing that you have in your hip pocket, is that one of these companies does come up with a big blockbuster. And, I'm a believer in spreading your risk around, not loading up on one biotech like Dexcom, but some of these biotech mutual funds and biotech ETFs and whatnot. Man, they continue to do really, really well, even in a market that has been pretty soft this year. So.
There's always something. There's always some nugget in the stream somewhere if you're willing to put in the time like you do and the research and have something to fall back on. There's never everyone not doing well. There's somebody doing something well and doing it right. And you're good at finding those nuggets.
Even if it's the inverse funds.
Right.
Sometimes they're doing well, but. Gosh, I remember even back in 2009, the pawn shops did amazingly well.
I had
to cash my paycheck at a local pawn shop every week. And, I pawned my guitar. But the pawn shops did great. A lot of publicly traded pawn shops. So, everything is relative, and on a relative basis, somewhere something's working, and even Dexcom. A stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management in the aggressive growth accounts is having a pretty good day and a pretty good week. Anyways, I'm going to hand off the baton here. I'm going to go to do update earnings on 500 companies, and I will report back on what I find.
In the secret bunker.
Yes, sir. And I truly believe that those earnings hold the key to whether or not this bull market can continue.
There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who has disappeared on us. He was here during the first half of the show, and now he has sequestered himself in his secret bunker not far from the studio here, not far from where we do our show and the offices of Gunderson Capital Management, as he begins work on the financial scripture of the week, the Gunderson Capital Management newsletter from Bill Gunderson. And he'll work on that all day today, and I know he started on it last night, and he'll work on it all day today and then probably part of the night tonight. And if I can get him to pull away for a couple of hours, either after work today or sometime tomorrow, we might get out and have a chance to fish. But then That newsletter is going to get sent out to subscribers all over the world, and you will have a back room inside, behind the scenes look at the mind of Bill Gunderson, and that is scary in itself. However, you can certainly glean some insight as to this topsy-turvy, up and down, come and go market that we have experienced for the last few weeks, and get the voice of reason in that newsletter. So, if you are not a subscriber to the Gunderson Capital Management newsletter, I would suggest that you subscribe to it. It's not hard to do. You go to pwstreet.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, W as in White House, pwstreet as in Wall Street.com. And just click on the newsletter and subscribe to the newsletter. You don't have to give any kind of financial information, just your name and address and phone number and where you're inquiring from and your email. And we'll send out that that newsletter to you in your inbox, and you can either print it or you can read it right on your tablet or right in your right on your laptop or desktop computer. Now, it's fair warning here, it's 30 or 40 pages long, sometimes 45 pages long, a lot of charts, a lot of graphs, a lot of numbers, a lot of history, and a lot of insight as to what's going to happen in the market, and then a lot of commentary, a lot of creative editorial commentary on the newsletter, and yet he keeps it simple. Bill keeps it very simple. He keeps it to where even a knucklehead like me can read it and understand it, and gives you a good insight as to the financial markets and what to look for and how to look for them. And it's just a doggone good thing to get. And like I say every week on Fridays, if you're not subscribing to that newsletter and you have any kind of interest in the financial market at all, whether you have it being managed by someone else, I'm speaking of your money now, or whether you manage it yourself, if you're not getting that newsletter every Saturday, you're just doggone crazy. Because it's free. I can understand if you're having to pay a whole bunch of money every single week or give somebody a credit card to do it, but it's free. And let's face it, I mean, in the world of capitalism, it's our way of marketing Gunderson Capital Management, and our way to get the news out about Bill Gunderson and his money management skills. But doggone it, take advantage of it. It's free, and you might as well take a backroom look or a behind the scenes look and into the mind and the world and the opinions, the financial opinion of Bill Gunderson, because he puts a lot of thought into it. He's not just sitting down there fishing for bay bass on a Friday. He is diligently working on putting together a thoughtful, meaningful newsletter, something that is valuable to folks who subscribe to the full version. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. The full version is what you're going to get for the first 4 weeks. It's the exact same version that you would get if you're a paying subscriber. And that means all the charts, all the graphs, all the model portfolios, all of the best stocks and the rankings of those stocks. You get all of it. And you're going to get that for 4 weeks for free. Now, at the end of the 4 weeks, if you're so inclined to continue to receive the newsletter, it's kind of a watered-down version after that. You know, as you go onto the Wall Street Journal online and you try and read some of their articles, well, you get to read about a third of them. You get to see about a third of what the information is that's put out, and then the rest of it is blocked out. In that famous Hillary Clinton black ink bars that don't let you read her emails. Well, it's not like that. But it's a 7-Eleven version of a supermarket when it comes to the newsletter. However, it's still got great content. It's still got a lot of charts and a lot of really neat stuff, even if you continue to get the free version for the rest of your life. But if you want to cry uncle and subscribe, you can subscribe on the same website at pwstreet.com, and you can continue to get the full version for as long as you'd like. Or by that time, you'll probably have such admiration for the mind of Bill Gunderson that you may even just call up down here and have him manage your money for you. Or fire the robot that's not doing anything except sitting in a server somewhere. Or firing the young kid who doesn't have a clue how to manage your account. Or the guy who's burned out. Or the person that never calls you and doesn't know your name when you call there. You might want to... You might want to consider having Bill manage your funds, your money, your portfolios. It'd be a completely different experience for you, I can tell you that. So, pwstreet.com, subscribe to the newsletter, and by tomorrow, sometime during the day tomorrow, you'll be able to have your own version right there on your own computer or electronic device. Now, if you would like to speak to somebody and actually get us on the phone, you can talk to Bill, you can talk to myself, or anyone else here in the office you feel that you'd like to speak with. We're here. We're in the office Monday through Friday during normal business hours. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. And we use BEST just because that is... that is the tag that we use for all of our shows. We have the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We have the Best Stocks Now newsletter. Shoot, we even have the Best Stocks Now app. And for those of you that are technologically savvy and would like to listen to the radio show every day and not on the particular station that you can't get because you're driving around, you can go to the Best Stocks Now app in the Apple App Store or in the Android Marketplace, and you can download the radio show, or you can listen to Bill's podcast or see his individual push notifications and tweets and Twitters and all those things that he sends out all day long, and see all the stuff that you would like to learn electronically instead of in the newsletter. Go to beststocksnowapp.com, beststocksnowapp.com on your home computer, or just download the Best Stocks Now app on your iPhone or your Android, and you can get that information. Before you know it, doggone it, you're going to be cooking with financial grease. You'll be getting the newsletter, you'll be listening to the radio show, you'll be getting the app, you'll have all of the information that you need to make sound, logical, educated and informed financial decisions, rather than just giving way to the emotional roller coaster that is Wall Street. Doggone it! I mean, if you just give yourself over to the analysts and the pundits on TV and all of the doom and gloom and the glory and then the falling off the cliff in a barrel and then flying into the storm and then coming back and sitting in calm waters and then just the raging and it drive you crazy. Settle down, listen to some sound advice, go to pwstreet.com, Google Bill Gunderson on the web, hear the voice of financial reason, the calm voice of a guy who knows how to manage money correctly, and it'll make all the difference in the world. It really will. You'll sleep better at night. You'll have time to go fishing when the fishing is so good, like it is off San Diego right now. You'll have time to get in an extra 9 holes and play golf, or spend time with your family, or possibly go on that vacation or that cruise that you've been wanting to go on for so long. If you're not worrying about it, let Bill worry about it. Let the folks at Gunderson Capital Management take care of your financial woes so you don't have to. This is Rob Sanford, in for Bill Gunderson, during the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and I'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money?
Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, and I am not him. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill Gunderson. Typically, Fridays are Sanford and Son Fridays. It's Sanford, myself, Rob Sanford, along with the son of a Gunderson. That's young Stephen Gunderson, who fills in with me typically on Fridays. And we do so to allow Bill to sequester himself away in the secret bunker at which he creates from his mind the newsletter, the great scriptural reference to the financial markets, and that is the Bill Gunderson Best Stocks Now newsletter that comes out in the inboxes of faithful followers all over the world. And Stephen, because he has been blessed with a new baby in his family who is now 2 weeks old, this is the second Friday he has taken off to be home with his wife and his new baby daughter, Bill's granddaughter, and as they welcome a new Gunderson onto planet Earth for the last couple of weeks, Stephen's taking some time off. But he will be back. In fact, I'm told he'll be back on Monday, and then we'll have the Sanford and Son Radio Hour next Friday, and we'll get the full report from Stephen himself as to what it's like to be a new dad. You know, it's funny because I texted him, I think it was day before yesterday. I said, "So, are you getting much sleep? How things going?" He said, "You know, it's not as bad as I thought it would be." and so that was encouraging news. Yeah, I guess he was expecting not to be able to sleep much at night, and I guess he's got one of those rare babies that just cuddles up and goes to sleep, and I can't wait till he has one of those boy babies that act like caged coyotes when you bring them home. Anyway, okay, let's talk just a little bit more about the market today, because it started off falling off the cliff and now it's headed back up. And see, if you were wringing your hands and worrying about it during the first hour, there was no reason to, because now it's climbing back up the hill, and it does it every single day, up and down and up and down and up and down. And everybody's frets and stresses over the market on an hourly and daily basis. And doggone it, if you're like Bill, you breathe through your nose, you take it easy, you fly the plane smoothly around the thunderheads, and there's always some clear sky somewhere. There's always some calm water somewhere. There's always some company or fund or something that's doing well. And that's one of the nice things about having Bill at the helm. He's the guy who looks for calm waters, who looks for smooth skies. He looks for the clear openings around the thunderheads and manages money from a researched, well thought out, methodical, intelligent manner instead of just going crazy and being reactive. Bill is proactive, and that's great. So if you'd like to have Bill manage your money, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. If you'd like to subscribe to the newsletter, you can go to PW Street, Positively Wall Street. That's PWStreet.com. And if you're driving around and you can't remember that stuff, just Google Bill Gunderson. That's pretty easy to remember, Bill Gunderson. Or you can email us. You can email me. I'll get you in touch with Bill, Rob@PWStreet.com. Rob@PWStreet.com. Send me an email. I'll get you in touch with Bill. He'll analyze your statement. He'll analyze your current positions and give you his opinion. Doesn't charge any money for that. Just wants to take a look at it and give you some advice as to whether or not whether or not your robot or your junior money manager is doing a good job for you. He'll give you his opinion. And so you can email us, you can call us, you can subscribe to the newsletter, you can get the app. And you know, we're thinking about, and I'm just kind of throwing this out here, We're kind of thinking about coming around to some of our various markets and doing a seminar or two, maybe doing a show, kind of an informational where you rent a hotel conference room and invite a bunch of folks to come. We're kind of thinking about doing that. Maybe one out in the Tampa, Sarasota area. We're thinking about maybe Atlanta or down in Dallas or Houston. We've certainly talked about Seattle, the San Francisco area, maybe out towards Hawaii. We're not sure yet. I think it's going to matter a lot as to where we get the most requests and the biggest response. And I know I've heard from a couple of folks. In fact, I got an email or two from some guys out in the Texas area this last week. But if we can feel pretty confident that folks would come out and see Bill and listen to his spiel for a day, or at least a few hours of a day, we're considering coming out there this fall and spending some time in the individual cities where our radio show plays. So send me an email if you've got an interest, or if you've got an idea as to how many folks or friends or colleagues or that would like to come to that. Rob@pwstreet.com. Again, Rob@pwstreet.com. Send me an email. Let me know of your particular town, your particular city that you would wish for Bill to come out there and have a little Saturday seminar. I think, you know, a lot of guys do that, and we don't really do that, but we're thinking about maybe making that available to some of our markets, because we've got so many people that really want to talk to Bill and have kind of a question and answer session, and it's amazing how many folks come to San Diego and want to come sit down with Bill on a one-on-one basis. Well, if we could bring everybody to one place in one city, I think that would scratch an itch that's out there. So we're kind of throwing that out. And maybe we can go fishing in your town. Give us a reason to come out there. You know, our Dorado out here, they're called mahi-mahi in Hawaii, but they're called dolphin fish or dolphin, I think because they jump. They're called dolphin or dolphin fish out on the East Coast, or Florida and the Carolinas, and down in the Gulf Coast, they're called dolphins. So it's all the same fish. They're those beautiful turquoise, great-eating fish. And we want to fish in some other towns, so get in touch with us. Rob@pwstreet.com or pwstreet.com if you want to subscribe to the newsletter. Thanks for listening. We'll be with you next week. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.